Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about why it's important to celebrate the wins you experience in your marriage.
And there's a quote attributed to Teresa Amabile that says, track your small wins to motivate big accomplishments. Mm. And I feel like that goes to what I say so often about the baby steps, right? We talk about baby steps in marriage. And today's show is all going to be about talking about those wins, those things that you just need to celebrate in your marriage. And, you know, for those of you that have been listening for a while, or if you've listened to a few shows, you know, this is usually when I say we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. But today is a little different.
It is.
Because this is actually our 600th show.
Yep.
When we started in January of 2010, we had no idea that this show would even come into existence. We're going to be talking about a little bit more about that in today's show. So instead of just doing one hug at the top of the show, because we're talking about celebrating Wednesday, we're actually going to sprinkle a few hugs that we received in advance of the 600th show throughout the entire show. So we'll let you know when they're coming, but we're gonna weave them in because, like I said, we started this show. We started the One Extraordinary Marriage show in January of 2010, sitting in our garage in a cold, and I know cold is all relative to everyone, but it was a cold January night. And I remember sitting in my North Face puffy coat, and we've got the space heater, and you know, we had no idea then what was going to happen with this show. You know, and some of you know the story of how we got started. I didn't understand podcasting. Tony had been a longtime podcast listener, even if, I mean, long relative podcasts were probably a couple years old.
I was going to say, I hadn't been listening to them that long. And most of them I was listening off of websites. It wasn't even on an app or anything. This is back in the day. And I just love to share this with folks that podcasts or podcasting, it wasn't part of our language. It wasn't part of our lexicon. It wasn't a word that was used. Mm-hmm. Most people didn't even know what it was. And even like myself, where did you listen to it? Where did you find it? There were some apps back in the day, but 10 and a half years ago, phones were much different than they are today. And so, you know, a lot of places where I would even get them, I would get them and I would have to download them. Mm-hmm. And I would download them actually onto my iPod. So from my computer, I would put it onto an iPod and then listen to it from there. Yeah. So it's been a journey, not just in the One Extraordinary Marriage show, but where podcasting has come. And I'm truly excited at where it's going as a medium, a form to communicate. And we've been truly blessed by this medium to be able to talk to so many of you and to touch your life and in your marriage and to be in 150 plus countries around the world. Mm-hmm. It's truly amazing. And for those of you who do your own podcast, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Those of you, we know many of you who do them together. You know, it's spurned off of hearing us, and now you're doing your own, or you do other ones in your area, in your niche. Keep going. It's a beautiful platform. It's a beautiful medium, and one that I'm truly blessed that we got to be a part of and are part of.
Absolutely. Because back then, you guys, I mean, when Tony first mentioned this, I didn't even know what a podcast was. I didn't understand the medium like we do now. I honestly believed that what we were going to say wasn't going to matter to anyone. Hmm. Like why would you listen to us? Mm-hmm. I mean, because the truth is we do not have PhDs behind our name. Back then we were, and you know, we're not perfect, but back then we were really messed up. We've spent the last 10 and a half years working on our marriage.
I don't know if we were really messed up. We were raw.
We were raw.
We were rough. we were working through our own struggles. We were still trying to figure out where we were in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd say we were messed up.
Well, I like the word raw better.
Okay.
We'd gone through a lot.
We were learning
how to communicate with one another.
Still are.
But back then, like, Tony had this big idea, you guys. And I really thought, you know, we're just going to do this for 10 shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is not going to have an impact on anyone. It's not going to matter. Like, I could not see then that this was going to be a way of life for over 10 years.
And I would say even through that journey, even after we passed that number 10 episode and even into that first, second, third year, I would say you and I would still sit around and go, what are we doing? Is it making a difference? There was a season where I wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? There was a season when we did nothing but one episode a week.
Mm-hmm.
We would do I would run my business. You were doing direct sales. You know, you were a stay-at-home mom with the kids. And the amount of time we put in was sort of like, all right, let's get behind the microphones for our half hour to an hour and move on.
Yeah. And it's interesting because even preparing for this show and thinking back to those early days and early years, you know, when we were questioning, you know, like, why do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like a lot of you question, you know, why do a coffee break or why do the intimacy lifestyle?
Why pick up the 19 questions to amazing sex?
Why look at these different things? Why even listen to the show? And then, you know, in the early days, I remember when we got a message from somebody in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a message from somebody in Denver. And then there was a message from somebody in Australia and Africa. And I remember just going, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then we started getting the messages that said, hey, you're impacting my marriage. And what you say, I can relate to. And it was, those were those first wins.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so significant. And yet when I look back, I mean, now we get hundreds of emails on a regular basis, but the hundreds are no less significant than the one, and the one is no less significant than the hundreds, because that was the beginning. And that's where, you know, we get into this place of celebration and of looking at, because just like the quote that I opened the show with, we have to celebrate the small wins to have the big accomplishments. So often in marriage, we want to like jump to just only celebrating the big stuff. And we forget that there's this journey, and we can't be stingy about celebrating in our marriages.
Well, and it's interesting you say that too, because as soon as you said that, I was like, celebrate the win, even if in your mind you may look back and go, well, did we really achieve something?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is marriage, right? And we are continuously growing, and we have those moments maybe after a win where you second guess,
mm-hmm,
yourself. You second guess, like, are we really supposed to be married?
Mm-hmm. We've had that question.
Yeah. And I really think it's important for us to celebrate those little ones,
mm-hmm,
and even the big ones, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what next week's going to bring. And yet we do have this ability right now to just go, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That I do believe those small gestures can go a long way in our marriage and for our spouse and even for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so programmed into society and culture that we celebrate, you know, we celebrate the birthdays and we celebrate the anniversaries and the job promotions, like all the things that, you know, you can basically go buy a Hallmark card for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yet, what would it look like in our marriages, in your marriage, if we started celebrating, you know what, we worked through a really tough conversation and we both stayed engaged, or, you know what, that was great sex last night.
Mm.
That was amazing. Or, hey, we were able to complete this household project together. And I just want you to know those specific wins came from you guys. We asked you what wins you're celebrating. And I started reading through it. I'm like, these are the wins we need to be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, please continue to celebrate your birthdays and your anniversaries and your promotions. But when we start to shift our mindset to going, what about our success? Why are we so focused only on the finish line? Like, if you think of, and we've used this quote before, that marriage is a marathon, right? It's not a sprint. If you talk to marathoners, they talk about reaching those goals before they get to the 26.2,
mm-hmm,
right? They talk about, you know, for some, it's just crossing the starting line, right? Because they're in the cross. For others, it's getting to the halfway point.
Right. But I think the hard time, it's interesting you bring that up, because that was something we did talk about a lot in the early years of the One Extraordinary Marriage show. And now I look back at that and I go, huh. And I still love it. I still love the imagery of it. And yet in marriage, do we know if we're going to be married 60 years, 50 years? I mean, how long are you and I going to be married? I don't know until one of us passes away. I don't know when that is. And so the finish line doesn't really come into view until we really start getting towards the end of our lives, I think, for us. Mm. And so it's hard to say, hey, we're married 23 years. So are we at the halfway point now?
Well,
and do we celebrate?
Oh, yeah.
And how do we celebrate that halfway point if we don't know when the end is? So I think, to me, it's still a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a marathon. And I think about it almost like from when I used to do my days when I was doing my double centuries.
Okay.
And each rest stop is a win, right? Because when you're doing 200 miles in a day, when you're cycling for 200 miles in a day and you're starting at 5 a.m. and you're not finishing. I mean, my quickest double century I ever completed was like 10 hours and 40 odd minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were just hammering it. My longest double century I completed was over 18 hours. I bonked twice. It was the worst experience of my life. And yet, those rest stops were my wins.
Mm-hmm.
Those rest stops are where I was able to get to. And I think in marriage, sometimes we don't know where the end is,
mm-hmm.
but there's a ton of rest stops that we get to experience and get joy, because you end up at a rest stop and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm famished. And they have the perfect
nutrition, food,
piece of
sugar,
chocolate,
fruit,
or whatever it was that you just were dying for and were thinking about up to that point.
Well, and that really gets to the fact that when we started One, we didn't know what we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
right? We started One, and for those of you that have never heard the story, the origin story behind the name is that we called this One Extraordinary Marriage because our mission was and still is to impact one marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get up in the morning, and that's, you know, that's like this hug that came in that says, how do I even begin? You know our story backwards and forwards. You know where we were, where we've been, where we are now. And although you don't have a crystal ball, you know where we're going to be. You've been there for us through pornography addiction, grief and the loss of family, financial and job loss, a sexless marriage, identity crisis, abuse, addiction, and emotional adultery. I'm just going to jump in here. Most everybody's got some part of that list,
mm-hmm.
if not a whole bunch of parts of that list.
Yeah.
And this is why we get up, because this person goes on to say, one of those items alone is enough to destroy a marriage, but we roll with a divorce is off the table philosophy that we learned in the early days of your podcast. You've been our greatest advocates, our coach, our spiritual mentors, and our friends. You believed in us when we didn't even believe in ourselves.
Mm.
You have also helped us to raise our kids with the One philosophy. We have one who started seeing the impact of the podcast when he was 11. He is now getting ready to propose, and he and his soon-to-be fiance are listening to the One podcast as they prepare for marriage. One day, his girlfriend said to me, I want what you guys have. Thank you for showing us what happens when you do hard things and are intentional in marriage.
Mm.
They talk to us about sex and to each other comfortably and are already leaps ahead of where most have started. Elisa told me recently, your guys are going to be such a testimony of the power of God, healing, and restoration. So to you guys, hugs, 600 of them.
Mm.
Love you guys. See, we didn't know when we got behind the microphones and said, you know what, let's just start talking. And a lot of you don't know when you say, hey, will you listen to this podcast with me? Or, hey, can we talk about the intimacy lifestyle? Or, hey, this is a challenge in our marriage. You don't know where that action is going to take you. And yet, even just making that action with your spouse, that initiating that conversation or initiating that difficult, you know, moment, that date that you haven't been on in forever, you don't know what's on the other side of you having the courage to do something. We didn't know. We didn't know 10 and a half years ago that we would be here behind the microphones today in 2020 with over 16 million downloads. Like Tony said, we're heard in 150 countries plus and growing. You guys are like, you're sharing the podcast, you're telling friends about it, you're reposting Instagram posts. You guys are amazing. But we had no idea that the two of us getting behind the microphones would literally create a movement of people who are so flipping excited to do marriage and to do it well.
Yep. And One Extraordinary Marriage is about you. It's about you. It's not about Elise and I. We're just a conduit. We've been blessed to be able to speak into your life, and we don't take that lightly. And yet, one extraordinary marriage is your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're willing to do. It's what you're willing to go after together. It's what you're willing to step out of what you know, or what you've been told, or what you've seen, and going, you know what? No, that's not what we're going to live like. Mm-hmm. We want to live differently. We want to be different. We want to be a light for our community. We want to be those people that people can look at and say, you know what? Our marriage is going through a tough time. What are they doing? How are they doing it? And you can go, oh, you know what? Yeah, we do a coffee break once a week. Oh, you know what? Our sexual intimacy was sort of ups and downs, and we didn't know what the heck we were doing, and we didn't know what to expect from one another. Oh, you know what? We picked up 19 questions to Amazing Sex. Oh, you know what? We'd go out on dates, and we would just look at our phones. We didn't know what to talk about. Oh, you know, we picked up Connect like you did when you first met. And then you started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you started to see the change that happened in your marriage, and you begin to see the shifts that begin to happen in yourself and how you're able to approach your spouse. And maybe your spouse has done something that has been very hurtful. You know, maybe your spouse has looked at pornography. Maybe your spouse has had an emotional affair. Maybe, you know, you yourself have had a physical affair.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you've come around to go, you know what? It doesn't always have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we can still see the fruit of what we've done from years ago and celebrate as we go along the way.
Well, and that's why, you know, years and years ago, probably, gosh, I mean, it was in the second year when we started incorporating the hugs,
mm-hmm.
right? Because every 100th show we've incorporated hugs, and, you know, we're in this place of recognizing the fact that, you know, when we celebrate the wins, no matter how big or how small, that lifts your spirit and it actually changes your mood. It's that smile on your face. It's that shift in perspective. It's the difference between the ordinary and the extraordinary. It's realizing that whatever was a struggle, you've overcome a struggle, and that you can be in this place of celebrating, like this hug that we got that said, "We're so thankful we found the podcast. We had years, plural, of battling our very different sexual needs and trying to navigate that. We tried the intimacy lifestyle and it was the switch we needed.
Mm.
We finally felt like we were connecting on our sexual intimacy, and this has poured over into other areas of our life. We've grown closer together, have more meaningful conversations, and aren't afraid to tackle the big questions anymore." That is what you need to celebrate. Not afraid to tackle the big questions, having more meaningful conversations. These are wins, you guys, and we can't be couples. Extraordinary couples do not use things like time, or, you know, lack of time or lack of money or the kids being around or old habits to not celebrate, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times we're like, oh, well, you know what? We just don't have any time, or we don't have any money. We actually have to say, hold on a second. If we're going to be extraordinary, we're going to do things differently. We're going to figure it out,
mm-hmm.
so that no matter how big or how small the win is, we are doing that extra to make sure it gets recognized. I mean, that's the whole thing with the one family. We're intentional. And guys, if you can do a coffee break, you can celebrate your wins. Mm-hmm. You can probably celebrate your wins in your coffee break. If you can do the intimacy lifestyle, you've already figured out how to schedule things. You can schedule time to celebrate your wins. You can do this. You can make it a part of your marriage. And let's talk about how to do that and how to get intentional and find and celebrate the wins in your marriage after this word from our sponsor. It starts very simply. What are you guys going to recognize? What are you going to celebrate? You know, that quote that I shared at the top of the show, you know, track small wins to motivate the big accomplishments. Right. Let's not be so focused. I mean, we use the marathon example at the beginning of the show. Let's not be so focused on only celebrating the finish line that, like Tony, we skip over all the rest stops in between. Tony celebrated those rest stops because every rest stop was the encouragement to go forward. That's what happens when we celebrate the small wins. We keep that energy reserve up and we keep our eyes focused on the goal of saying, you know what? Did you guys make a coffee break happen this week?
When?
You know, when did that happen? Right. Put it in your calendar. Make a note. Yeah, we did this.
You know what I find interesting is you say make a note in your calendar. So many of folks who have taken on anywhere from a 7-day challenge to a 30-day challenge or even longer, I love how they have been intentional and have taken action on a daily basis to share that win with one another, mm-hmm. in the sense of they'll have like a heart. So if they have sex on that day, they put a heart. If they, you know, if they cuddled and went to bed maybe naked but didn't have sex, they'd put like a half a heart, because it's still like their intention is to mm-hmm. be intimate physically and sexually. Doesn't always have to be sex. And so they're putting that up there, and we've seen it over the years. People have taken pictures in a number of our groups that, you know, we have like our Position of the Month Club, our summit partners, when we do a 5-day challenge, these different places where people are like heart, heart, you know, star, star. And it's just like right on. And some people have them, you know, right there up on their refrigerator. They have them right there on their mirror in their bathroom. So it reminds them of like, these are the wins we've had. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we've accomplished. We didn't think it was possible. I mean, we just got a hug recently from a couple who they did a 7-day sex challenge mm-hmm. 7 weeks ago and informed us that they are now pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing how many couples have taken on a 7 days of sex challenge and hit us up, and we've gotten cards and birth announcements of, here's our little one. Mm-hmm. Here's the one we were trying for. And I just think about that, like, wow, what an impact 7 days can have on somebody's life, on a marriage.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it really, you know, being aware, you know, where do you see your spouse being intentional in your marriage? Mm-hmm. That's a win. Mm-hmm. That's a win. Where are the conversations that you're having? Where did you work as a team this week? Like, these are all things that you can celebrate, right? Because when we acknowledge them, guess what? Whatever you pay attention to, you're going to get more of. So if we start celebrating and focusing on the wins, guess what you're going to have in your marriage?
More of them.
More of them. And then how do you celebrate given your circumstances? You know, when this show is being recorded, we're still, you know, first time the show is recorded or released, it's 2020. Right? We're still like COVID and lockdown and stay at home and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right? So some of you may say, well, we can't go out and do stuff. Okay, what can you do at home? Some of you may be saying, you know what? We don't have money for this. What can you do with the resources that you do have? Well, we have our kids around. Okay, do stuff after they go to bed. See, we can't be couples. If we're going to be extraordinary and excuses don't coexist. Right? So either you're going to be one or you're going to be making the other. And if you're going to be extraordinary, then you're going to get creative. Mm-hmm. You're going to start making those lists of going, okay, what can we do? And we're going to make the list before we get in the car or before we sit down on the couch and say, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? No, we're going to say, hey, what's our celebration plan for our life? What are we going to celebrate? How are we going to celebrate? Are we going to say things like, you know what? There are people that we need to acknowledge for speaking into our lives. I mean, that's why we share the hugs with you, because we want you to know how other people have been impacted. Like this one hug that says, we cannot thank you enough for the significant changes in our marriage, life, and faith that you have encouraged us to make. Not only have you impacted our marriage, but you've also brought us to religion. We had a hard discussion in January of 2019. So a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. the discussion led us to finding you both, listening to the podcast, using the resources, and intentionally making positive changes in ourselves and our marriage. And I will say, we actually, this couple is, their summit partners in Position of the Month Club. Mm-hmm. They are not understating the intentionality in their marriage.
No, they
like, wow.
Yeah.
Intentionality on steroids. They're absolutely amazing. She goes on to say, in January 2020, we attended church for the first time and have never looked back. We've since been baptized, are active members of teams and friendship groups. You have changed our lives. We are truly thankful and blessed to have found you both. Mm. Somebody is watching you do marriage. I don't know if it's your kids. I don't know if it's your family. I don't know if it's your friends or your coworkers or whatever. But how you do marriage, guys, how you celebrate one another, how you recognize your wins, people are watching. And what you do matters to them. It's the legacy that your married life will leave on others. You can't take that lightly. You can't say, you know what, we're going to do this thing half-heartedly. We're not going to celebrate because it's not important. No, it is. What you choose to recognize
flourishes. And I want to just say, as Elisa gets choked up over there on the other side of the microphone, you know, when it is those times to celebrate and you're taking those wins on, take a deep breath. Remind yourselves why you're there. Put down the phones. I know there are people watching and looking, and yet there's something so special about just being together. And maybe it's just lying on a bed in a hotel room and, you know, just overlooking and looking at one another. Do understand that wins come in many different ways and forms and shapes and sizes. And how you choose to celebrate those wins is honoring each other. That's where the beauty happens. Because if you're the type of couple who just wants to hold hands and go walking down, you know, the promenade or wherever it may be, and people watching and laughing along the way, then that's yours. If you're ones who, you know, want to be a little more extravagant, you want to get, you know, a boat for the day and you know, be boating all day long, just the two of you, or maybe it's with some other folks, and that's you. Maybe it's flying to somewhere around the world. That's you. Marriage is so individually unique to the two of you. And the way you celebrate is how the two of you celebrate. Like I said earlier in the show, that this isn't about Tony and Elisa. It's about you. It's about your marriage. It's about how can we encourage you to do what is best to honor one another. Just think about that. Get off the social media. Get off what other people tell you you should do or shouldn't do. Think about yourselves. Think about your marriage. What really just lights a fire under each of you? And that might be, hey, throwing a log on the fire pit, mixing your favorite drinks, and sitting outside. It might be jumping in the hot tub. It might be jumping in a lake where you're camping. Whatever that may be, celebrate your wins.
I'm so glad this guy's got my back, you guys, because I was just like a blubbering mess a second ago.
Yeah.
But as we get ready to close out this show, I want to share one last hug. And this one, it's really neat. It came into us from a husband and wife, and they actually put together this acronym for HUG. And I think as you think about celebrating the wins, or maybe you call them hugs in your marriage or whatever you want to do, think about these four words that mm-hmm. they tied into the word hug, because it's incredibly significant. So the H stands for happy. And they say, we never imagined our marriage could be this happy. The way you teach and lead people with humility draws more and more people to one. And we're encouraged by your honesty as well. You don't portray yourself as the perfect couple. So true.
Mm-hmm.
Please, so true. You, unique. And I just want to say each and every one of your marriages is unique.
It absolutely is.
They go on to say, in our over 20 years of marriage, we have not found a marriage ministry that gets to these issues that we all want to know about, yet no one talks about. It's uplifting to know that we will not spend the next 20 years wondering what is good, acceptable, and permissible, and what is not. G, gratefulness to God for showing us your podcast. In a moment of desperation, searching Google for answers of how to spice up a marriage, three podcasts were attempted. The third time was the charm.
Hmm.
All it took was for us to start being intentional about our marriage. And let me tell you want to find more wins, you start being grateful in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What you can say thank you for is what you are winning. And S, and this so ties in with the One Extraordinary Marriage show, S is because it all leads to super sex.
The double S. I like
the
that.
The double S, yes. All the teachings you give in the form of information and tips about positions, lubes, and toys helps people like us know that it's okay. I've never really felt sexy like it's portrayed on TV, but with our newfound confidence, I finally do. There are no words to express the amount of thank you we wanted to give you both. And I would say, as we're talking about the 600th show, the thank you isn't to us. The thank you is to all of you, because you've become part of the one family.
You are.
You know, you listen. Every week you chime in, you step up and you got intentional about your marriage in whatever way, shape, or form that takes. And you are really what we're celebrating today. Mm-hmm. You are our biggest win. You, the listeners, you are our biggest win, because if it wasn't for you, there'd be no reason for us to get behind the mic. And our win in you being here is that over the last 10 and a half years, we have week in and week out had a conversation. We have talked about our marriage. We have grown our own emotional intimacy because you we're on the other side because you gave us an opportunity to talk. And we are so, so grateful that you are part of our family, mm-hmm. that you have come alongside this ride with us, that you desire to have an extraordinary marriage, that you are saying, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to celebrate the small wins today. We're going to go one step closer to the extraordinary marriage we desire. And I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart how much you are loved and how much you mean to each and every one of us.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. This week, go out, celebrate a win. Big, small, whatever it may be, go celebrate a win together. We thank you guys for all the support you've given us over these years. To reach 600 episodes is a milestone, to say the least. And like Elisa said, it wouldn't be anywhere near it is if it wasn't for you, the One Family. Thank you all for all you've done in our lives and for what you're doing to touch other lives and marriages around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.